This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you are in job search mode, Forbes magazine has a hot tip for you. Grand Rapids. Forbes has put Grand Rapids at number 4 on its list of the 10 best cities to find a job. Just to give you some context, Bethesda, Maryland, Austin, Texas, and Jacksonville, Florida were 1, 2, and 3. So what's behind this and what does it mean, especially for West Michigan? Joining me now with the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, we welcome George Ericchek. Hi, George.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So you've said 2012 was a phenomenal year for Grand Rapids in terms of job growth?
It was. They had 13,000 jobs created in Grand Rapids metropolitan area in 2012. That's a 3.6% growth rate. That's really unheard of. It was a good year. And the jobs were seen in across almost all the sectors. Of course, manufacturing because of the auto comeback, but also in healthcare and professional services and financial services. It was across the board.
So you were totally not surprised that Forbes magazine, put them on that list and it caught Forbes' eye.
Well, I will say that we predicted that 2012 was going to be a good year for Grand Rapids. We did not think it was going to be a fantastic year. That was surprising. We thought that Grand Rapids would ride on the coattails of the auto industry, as the state has. But
right.
Grand Rapids has done much more than that.
So what were some of these factors? As you say, there was certainly the bounce back in the auto industry, but what else is fueling the growth in Grand Rapids?
Well, the other sectors of Grand Rapids are experiencing growth. Healthcare. Now, that's true across the nation, but I think Grand Rapids is becoming more and more of a regional health center. And so I think there's this growing a little bit faster in healthcare than other areas. Then they also got a good boost in insurance and finance sectors as well. And then finally, we can't underestimate the importance of autos because it's not only the auto jobs, and they have auto suppliers. They do not have an assembly plant in Grand Rapids area, but they have auto suppliers. It's the spinoff jobs that are generated. And so for every auto job, you can expect maybe 1.5 additional jobs. And so a combination of all these events made Grand Rapids have a very good year. And they talk about the fact that the unemployment rate is also 6.6%, which is very low. What's good about that number is it's falling for the right reason. It's some areas of the state, the unemployment rate is falling because people are dropping out of the workforce.
Oh, they're just giving up. Okay. Yeah.
And when you give up, you're not counted anymore. Whereas in Grand Rapids, the unemployed are actually finding jobs.
Mm.
And indeed, their labor force is growing because people who had given up before are starting to come back in.
Now, I do wonder, is there a problem with the remaining jobless folks in the Grand Rapids region? Do they have the right skills for the jobs that are being created, or does some work need to be done in that area?
There does need to be work in that area. There's two challenges still facing unemployed workers. The first one is that many of them, and I mean maybe about 30-40%, have been unemployed for more than 6 months. And that's simply, you lose a bounce in your step. You lose your self-confidence. And worse yet, employers start looking at you like you're damaged goods. And so one of the challenges that Grand Rapids face, as well as the U.S., is the fact that many people who are unemployed have been unemployed for 6 months, a year, and it's going to be difficult to get them back.
Hmm.
The second is that when we talk to employers in the Grand Rapids area, there is a skill mismatch that they're seeing. They're not seeing the right people that they need for the jobs that they have. So you're right. I mean, right now, I bet if you talked to almost any employer in Grand Rapids, they would say that they're having a tough time of finding the workers they need.
Boy, it all gets back to that education and training, doesn't it?
It does. It gets back to education and training. But then again, it also gets back that we have to realize this was a very bad recession. It was the Great Recession. And so a lot of people have been unemployed for a long time, and we have to make sure that employers don't discount their abilities simply because of the length they've been unemployed.
Lessons to learn. Meantime, it's like good for Grand Rapids making that Forbes magazine list, and it certainly is good for the whole state when you have some positive buzz like that. Kind of spills over, doesn't it?
It does spill over, and it also shows that more and more economists are saying that places attract talent because they're a good place to live. And I think that when you see the Grand Rapids of today versus what it looked like 5 years ago, if you walk downtown in Grand Rapids with the art prize and other activities, it's just becoming a more attractive location for young professionals as well. And I think that speaks highly of the community.
George Erichek with the WEF John Institute for Employment Research. George, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you.